Climb aboard the roller coaster, baby. The markets are back. It's the Wednesday, May 6th edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. We'll check the Wall Street numbers first and then get ready for vegetarian fried chicken. Now, really? You know, it could be the end of the world, or at least Jack Daniels might think so. Speaking of drinking, Walmart is going to offer another high-quality product, good wines. Meanwhile, some sobering news for home buyers again. Those stories and more, along with Marketing for Business Episode 17 with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. We're talking Lip Sync Live, that's a Facebook ripoff of Musical.ly, First Cars, and the startup of Mars Cafe, now a staple in the Drake neighborhood. Strap in, the business news is next, with the Wall Street numbers first.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa. And let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hi, and welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Let's get right into it, find out what happened today on Wall Street. Bank shares rallied today, and that helped send the Dow up by over 346 points in a very wild ride that we've come to expect on a daily basis. The Dow closed at 25,146 with change. Boeing rose 3.2% and contributed the most to the gains. J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs were also among the biggest contributor of gains. And yep, the Dow closed above 25,000 for the first time since mid-March. S&P 500 gained 0.9% to finish at 2772 as financials rose by 1.9%. Why did that happen? Higher interest rates. You see, what's good for banks costs you more money when you borrow. So bank stocks went up as the benchmark 10-year Treasury note rose to 2.98%. Meanwhile, yesterday's darling, the NASDAQ, gained 0.7%, closing at 76.89 and hit a record high as tech regained earlier losses. But tech's gains were capped after the Financial Times reported the European Union was set to unveil a negative finding from a probe on Google. Shares of Google parent Alphabet closed 0.4% lower on the news. Now you know. Well, it's called Fa Chicken. Yeah, we're not kidding. Reports are that KFC is going to start testing a vegetarian version of its fried chicken. The vegetarian fried chicken will include the same 11 spices that are used in all of the company's other chicken products. KFC says it doesn't have much information to reveal about the project. Company said that it's because it's still in the very early stages of developing the product and doesn't quite have it ready for customers. KFC's decision to try out vegetarian fried chicken is part of its effort to create more low-calorie meals for customers. It also claims that a vegetarian version of its fried chicken will be a more healthy, conscious option as you check those calories. You know, this whole trade war deal is getting old, very old, and now scary for an iconic U.S. manufacturer. And we're not talking about aluminum or steel, but booze. Mexico's tariffs of 25% on Tennessee whiskey in retaliation for President Donald Trump's levies on its steel and aluminum could spell bad news for the distiller of Jack Daniel's. One of its biggest growth markets is now Mexico. The Louisville, Kentucky-based company referred to concerns over potential retaliatory tariffs on American spirits. That was in its earnings report released earlier today. Currently, only about 5% of the company's total sales are in Mexico, but that's been growing rapidly, with the country logging a 15% bump in reported net sales last quarter. By comparison, the demand for Jack Daniel's here at home grew by just 7% last year. The company is seeking to blunt the impact of tariffs by building up inventories in markets outside of the U.S. That's a strategy begun after European officials warned of retaliation earlier this year. As long as we're drinking away our troubles, have you heard that Walmart, in their ever-expanding desire to add more class to its offerings, are going to offer higher class wines? In its newly launched winemaker selection, the retail giant is offering 10 what they're calling distinctive labels of wine sourced from California, France, and Italy. They'll sell for about $11 a bottle, yet according to the company, they will be high quality. It's the latest example of how Walmart, which grew into the nation's largest retailer by appealing to middle-class families, is increasingly trying to appeal to more upscale tastes. Earlier this year, it unveiled new home goods options that included styles like glam and farmhouse. In March, it said it would offer its own line of home meal kits, which have become popular among urban professional couples and singles. The move to upscale wines also aligns Walmart better against Costco, which has succeeded in convincing shoppers that its private label offerings are just as good as premium brands. This entire retail space is so doggone interesting to watch. Well, let's go from drinking to something that might drive you to drink more: home prices. According to a report released by Reuters that surveyed property market analysts, an acute shortage of affordable homes in the United States will continue over the coming year, driving prices up faster than inflation and wage growth. After losing over a third of their value a decade ago, which of course led to the financial crisis and a deep recession, U.S. home prices have regained their losses, led by a robust labor sector that has fueled a pickup in economic activity and housing. But supply has not been able to keep up with rising demand, making home ownership less affordable. It's that old supply and demand thing, kids. Annual average earnings growth has remained below 3%, even as home prices have averaged more than a 5% increase over the past several years. The latest poll comes after weak existing and new home sales data for April. Well, yesterday was primary day in many states across the nation, and here in Iowa, diversity got a lift as Democratic primary voters handed a win to Deidre DeGeer, who was seeking the nomination for the Iowa Secretary of State. DeGeer, a small business owner and an African-American, will clearly add some diversity to what is, and seems to always has been, a white statewide ticket. DeGeer, who made business and easier voting cornerstones of her campaign, beat perennial candidate Jim Maurer 51-49%, with all precincts counted. DeGeer will run against Paul Paint, the current GOP Secretary of State. You know, we told you about Mexican tariffs on Jack Daniels. Now it's pork from the United States. Today, Mexico published the tariffs it's imposing on products imported from the United States in response to the Trump administration duties on steel and aluminum. And the list shows tariffs ranging from 15-25%, and they include a host of pork products, apples, potatoes, cheeses, bourbon, inboard motorboats, and some flat steel and tubes. Mexico imports so much U.S. pork, nearly one-third of what's consumed there, that the government said it will waive tariffs on up to 350,000 tons of pork imported from other nations, not the United States, but other nations, to avoid destabilizing the market. Farmers have got to be gnashing their teeth. Low commodity prices, tariffs on pork products, it just keeps on going. And when we come back, some fun and some business ahead as we do Marketing for Business Episode 17 with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. We're talking first cars, lip sync live, musically, and more. Click ahead and have some fun with Insight on Business, the News Hour.